In 2012, worldwide retail fur sales totaled $15.6 billion. Canada made up part of that total. The fur industry is an important part of the livelihood of tens of thousands of Canadians, contributing over $800 million annually to our economy and directly employing 75,000 people, one-third of whom are Aboriginal. In fact, some 250 families or 750 individuals and family members per federal riding are directly reliant on the fur trade for their income. Along with being a significant contributor to Canada's economy, Canada's fur industry helps manage wildlife populations under government supervision. One of the ways it does this is through the practice of trapping, one of Canada's oldest outdoor heritage activities. Including Indigenous peoples, there are about 50,000 commercial trappers in Canada. Trapping protects and restores species at risk, and it is helping to restore vulnerable populations of wildlife, including Canadian lynx and martens. In accordance with international fur trade and conservation organizations, the Canadian government sets strict humane standards for all traps used by Canadian trappers. Every trap must be tested and approved for use under those standards. The Fur Institute of Canada, or FIC, is the official trap testing agency for Canada's provincial and territorial governments, as well as the Government of Canada. It is also an umbrella organization for Canada's fur industry. Members include groups that represent all aspects of the fur industry, including trappers, fur farmers, wholesale fur dealers, fur manufacturers and processors, fur retailers, Aboriginal organizations, animal welfare associations, and support industries. The FIC's mission is to promote the sustainable and wise use of Canada's fur resources. Its values include the sustainable use and conservation of renewable resources, the continued improvement of animal welfare through ongoing research and the development of national and international trapping standards, the conservation and management of natural resources are based on scientific evidence and traditional knowledge, professionalism through continued education, licensing, and research, respect for people, animals, and the environment, respect for tradition, heritage, and culture, respect for the right of Aboriginal peoples to pursue their Aboriginal and treaty rights. Unfortunately, radical animal rights groups persist in their emotional and sensationalistic distorting of the truth, always with the aim of shutting down many of our outdoor heritage activities. Such attacks against people engaged in this completely legitimate livelihood are unwarranted. Education is key to eradicating these misrepresentations, and the FIC is working hard to do just that. As co-chair of the All-Party Parliamentary Outdoors Caucus, I was pleased to see the Outdoors Caucus Association of Canada and the Fur Institute come together to sponsor a most successful gala banquet in early December, an event that is sure to become an annual occurrence. Together, members of Parliament and senators of all political stripes dined on venison and then listened to presenters discussing the importance of guarding and promoting Canada's heritage outdoor activities, including those that contribute to the fur industry. These activities, hunting, fishing, trapping, and sport shooting, are vital contributors to Canada's economy and Canadians' well-being. The Fur Institute of Canada is playing a positive role in communicating to the media the truth about Canada's vital fur industry, a well-regulated, environmentally conscious, humane contributor to our magnificent country and all its inhabitants, including those with fur. I am proud to support the FIC and will continue my efforts to help this industry grow and prosper. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.